Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
UPS punished drivers for having a prayer meeting in a parking lot before they even began the workday punching the clock. This is unbelievable. Liberty Counsel intervened, and we have some updated news to report. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Well, this is the UPS in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Going back to July of 2019, approximately 40 UPS drivers decided that before they even walked into the building and punched on the clock, they got together and they began praying in the parking lot before they even entered the building. They're not on the clock now. And eventually, that group grew to between 50 and 60 drivers. This is all off the clock before they begin the workday. They're not blocking traffic. They're in the parking lot. And then earlier this year, a manager, Matt, called in one of the workers and said, "You can no longer pray." Why? Because it, quote, "violates others' religious rights," close quote. Well, how in the world does it do that? No one is asked to come. Yeah, it's on their own time.
Absurd. Yeah.
And then the next day, he called in someone else. He asked, "Did so-and-so talk to you?" "No." "About what?" "About your prayer meeting that you have out there. You can't do it anymore." Why? Because it would offend other people. It would violate others' rights. How does that happen? Just, you can't do it anymore. Stop it. And so as a result, what happened is they got together on a following day, and they then were informed by one of the people who were brought in to talk to the manager what the manager said. And they said, "You know, we're not going to stop you if you want to voluntarily bow your head and pray in silence." And so a few of them did. Well, that manager was watching from a distance. Oh, these people are praying again. And so he ended up terminating some of these drivers. Coming up with false pretenses.
Unbelievable.
And that's how we got involved. One of the people who was terminated contacted Liberty Counsel, and we sent a demand letter to UPS.
Where this kind of, you know, anti-Christian religious cleansing, you would expect this from perhaps, you know, some facility in the Castro district of San Francisco or somewhere in Manhattan, but in South Carolina, I mean, you know, but hey, Liberty Counsel got involved, Matt. What happened?
Yeah. And in fact, some of these employees that got terminated, several drivers, they had many, many years of experience, So these weren't new drivers. This is just something that came out of the blue. And it all was as a result of this. Well, the good news is that after our demand letter went out and we sent out a press release, UPS felt the pressure. And the attorney for UPS was in contact with Liberty Counsel and ultimately said that it went up to the highest levels, and the highest levels of UPS agreed that they have the right to gather and pray in the parking lot. This is, again, in the parking lot. They're not on the clock. So say, for example, their shift starts at 8. They're in the parking lot, say, for example, at 7:30, 7:45. And then when they're done, they go in, they punch on the clock, and it's in the parking lot. It's not even using some place inside the building. Obviously, they can pray because that makes no sense. You can't tell employees that they can't talk to each other when they're out there before work or after work in the parking lot. I mean, that would be ridiculous. And yet here's what their manager said: you can't pray. So he was actually not saying you can't talk. He wasn't saying you can't gather. You just can't talk to God. You can't pray for each other.
Which is,
clear violation of Title 10 of the, or Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
And that's what I was going to say. And just for listeners, you know, people always think, well, that's a violation of the First Amendment. Actually, it's not. This is a private company, a private organization. And that's why the Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, in part, was put in place. It protects those same, you cannot be discriminated for based upon your religious free exercise, religious beliefs, and so forth. So this would, as a private company, and I love to hear the stories when Liberty Counsel gets involved. And you know, I read the demand letter. It wasn't. You didn't just come out and bang them right over the head with it. You just laid out the facts.
Laid out what the facts were. Yeah. And what the law is, and you got for them to resolve it.
You got an attorney that evidently, you know, saw the light, probably did a little research. First Amendment may not be his primary issue.
Well, they have an outside law firm that does their employment discrimination. And obviously, looking at this, they agreed, no doubt, that...
Sounds like he gave good counsel, right?
Yeah, they had good counsel. And the good news is that we have been informed that the highest authorities of UPS have said, yes, you can pray. No problem with that. You can pray out there in the parking lot in your own time. No problem. And also, our client was reinstated and has returned back to work. Now, our client was one of them that was fired, and that's how we got involved, which also gives you some other insight. If we weren't here, what would happen? The prayer meeting would be shut down. People would be fired. People would be afraid of their jobs. Now, whether the highest level of UPS knew about that, the fact is a manager at a level above them was the one implementing that. And the highest level of management may never have learned about it. Who knows? But obviously, when they were confronted with this and saw the legal issues and talked to their counsel, they realized, oh, they've got to correct this. And fortunately, they did. So I'm glad to report that they can continue now to gather and pray, these UPS drivers. And isn't it nice to know, if you're in the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area, isn't it nice to know that your UPS driver that's
He's
delivering your packages for the day is a Christian and just gathered with maybe 60 other UPS drivers as they're fanning the area, delivering packages?
That's what I was going to say, not even looking at this from a religious liberties standpoint, but from good management. If it were me, even if I were not a believer, to see these devout Christians getting together, praying for each other's safety, the fact of the matter is people who practice their faith and truly follow Jesus, they are going to engage more often than not in behavior that displays character and integrity. And you would think that would be a consideration that this management would be glad that they have these types of folks working for them.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to have good employee morale. You don't want to have bickering and infighting, criticism of one another. And when you gather together with your coworker, To pray,
yeah.
It's much more difficult to stab that coworker in the back. You know, that is something you'd want to encourage. It's good for the company. It's good for employee morale. They're praying for the company. They're praying for different healthcare concerns or other issues that they may be facing. I don't know all the content of their prayer, but you know how it is.
You can imagine. I mean, safety on the roads for all the drivers, you know, as you point out, that, you know, that the company would be profitable and that they're providing a service to the community, praying for the community, I'm sure, that they serve. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're praying for maybe someone's just getting ready to expect a new baby, whatever it might be. There's all kinds of prayer. They're praying for their company. They're praying for safety. They're praying for personal needs.
And I'd be willing to bet that even now they'll be praying for the management that persecuted them.
Yeah, that's right.
And because that's what Christians do. Yeah, pray for the manager.
Yeah, I don't know why the manager did this. Whether the manager is just hostile to Christianity, I don't know. Certainly, he wouldn't be able to think.
Or just getting bad information from the ACLU.
Who knows where he got this? Obviously, it defies common sense. So there seems to be something more. So pray for the manager that ultimately he would learn not only the lesson, but also see the reason why these people are praying. They have hope in Jesus Christ. And maybe there's something in that manager's life that he needs to ultimately get corrected and fill a void that he might be experiencing. So In Liberty Counsel's work, it's not just going into court. It is that. But we deal with real people. And these real people have lives just like you and me, and they touch other people's lives as well. So thank you for partnering with us in your prayers. I know so many of you pray for us. I hear that all the time when I travel. We get emails to that effect. And I want to thank you for praying for Liberty Counsel. And stand with us. You can partner with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.